This is Living the RV Dream, episode 248 for Friday, July 29th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Happy Friday one more time. Allow me to apologize for not doing a show last Friday, but we were at the Winnebago Grand National Rally. That was actually the day we left the rally, and well, it's been an eventful couple of weeks, let's put it that way, to put it mildly. The rally was great. Especially the few days before the rally, the town of Forest City celebrates. Well, you saw the video last Friday, right? The town of Forest City celebrates something called Poker Brush Days, and they do like a festival. I mean, we didn't see everything, but they have like parades, and they have like games on the street. They have a beer garden at Pommel Park with a concert, and so many things to do. And downtown too, the municipal band, and so many things to do. We also did on one of the days before the rally actually began, we decided to, you know, since we're in the area, we hadn't been to Pilot Knob State Park. It has like an observation tower overlooking, you know, the Iowa Prairie. It's actually quite beautiful, and we went to Clear Lake. Clear Lake happens to be a home to the Surf Ballroom, where the last concert, where Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and Big Bopper, you know, their last concert before the airplane crash, you know, the day the music died, as it's being dubbed over the years. And of course, this was on a Sunday, so the actual museum was closed, but we visited the, you know, passed by the venue and saw what it was all about. And then for the next couple of days, we just enjoyed all the activities about the rally. I think the rally is best enjoyed if you're part of a big group, of a big chapter of the WIT Club, which stands for Winnebago International Travelers. And of course, not every state, but many of the states, they have like large chapters, like Iowa, like Michigan, like Texas. There's not much to be said for Florida these days. Louisiana has a pretty big chapter too. And then the two loudest upcoming groups, of course, were the Winnebees, which are the Class Bs, mainly Travados, the Winnebago Travados. And the large new group, the Echoes, all the folks that have Winnebago Echoes. And then third, the Winnebago Views are starting a pretty large chapter to a lot of Winnebago Views, which, as you know, is the Mercedes-Benz based Class C Winnebago, which kind of makes us Tobles owners almost feel like I don't want to say the ugly stepchild, but kind of, you know. It was a few of us and not much going on. We gathered for, you know, a night or two at night. And then I guess it got to us, all this activity. We were feeling a little under the weather, so we didn't interact much for the last couple of nights. Of course, the day we depart, we said, you know, well, let's stay at Mark Twain Cave. This is in Hannibal. And I don't know how to tell you this. This had to have been the worst black tank disaster that has ever happened to me. And I kind of hinted at it in a picture in Instagram. But this is what happened, apparently. And I don't think I'm ever going to use a honey wagon service again. Apparently, and I have no proof, but the honey wagon guy was the last person to touch the black water valve. And this is what happened. And this is also my fault, because I didn't notice when I was when I got to the campground, the stem was bent, and And I didn't notice, but it wasn't all the way in. You know, it looked kind of almost all the way in, but it was bent. So as soon as I opened that black, that sewer cap, the worst stuff started gushing out. And I tried to close the valve and it wouldn't close. And by the time I reacted and I closed the cap back up, more than half the black tank had, you know, spilled on our site there. It was, I mean, I get disgusted just talking about it. It's one of the most disgusting things that has ever happened to me. Of course, at that point, my main reaction, you know, we gotta get out of here. I mean, I was so embarrassed with the campground. You know, there weren't many people around me to see it. But I'm like, we gotta get out of here. I'm never coming back to this place again. I'm so sorry. But Illy convinced me to go to the office and tell them about it. And they were really understanding, actually. And about 15 minutes later, a guy shows up with some cat litter. And I mean, this is the best we can do. And luckily, it was gravel. And we have been driving for like 400 miles straight. So everything was liquefied, you know. There were really no solids left. It was just disgusting to look at when it came out. And yeah, that's by far been the worst disaster of that kind that has ever happened to me. Of course, I told Adam from Winnebago, and he directed me to Boland RV in Hannibal, and Levy there, he's the guy in charge, the owner. He saw my problem, and he kind of, I mean, he didn't replace the valve, but he was able to bend it back into its original form and close it. At this point, the valve is still leaking a little bit, but I can live with it. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. And you know, he was great. He came with a bucket and helped me, you know, empty whatever stuff was in between the valve and the sewer caps, you know. So I was able to later do a gray dump and not make a mess. But I'm telling you, it's one of those things that I thought it would never happen to me, and it finally did. And just make sure that black water valve is all the way in. And I don't know if I can trust another honey wagon service ever. I mean, I've only done honey wagon 3 times. The first time was in Camp Golf, and I mean, I never told anybody, but they broke not the valve, but the plastic handle for my gray tank. I replaced it. That was many years ago. Last year, I did Honey Wagon at the rally, and nothing happened. But now this happened this time around, and let me tell you, not happy about it. Not happy about it. And then we kind of made a beeline to where we are right now. We are at, it's called Santee, South Carolina. We kind of hightailed it here because this is where yesterday we picked up our new tow vehicle. So yeah, we have a new tow vehicle, and that's, I'm going to show it to you. Actually, if you watch the live stream tonight at 6 p.m., I'm going to roll tape. I'm going to roll a little big B-roll there. Give you the highlights. I'm still in that phase where you know, it's a new vehicle, and I kind of bought it sight unseen. But I kind of knew this is what I wanted. I don't know if this is the vehicle that I want to have like long term forever, but it's the vehicle that I want to have for at least a year or two. And as you know, I want to take some of those 4x4 you know, dirt roads out west at Arches National Park, at Capitol Reef in California. There are several ones in Death Valley, of course. and I want to be able to drive on the beach at Padre, South Padre Island, those kinds of things that you need a heavy 4x4 vehicle, and that's what this is. This is the new 2022 Chevrolet Silverado LT Trail Bus refresh, and the main difference is it has the whole dash is digital. It has a digital dash. It's all a screen, two huge screens in front of you, and they have replaced the column shifter for an electronic shifter in the middle, in the center console there. So I mean, it looks like the Starship Enterprise. I think I'm gonna call it Starship. That's gonna be its name. And it's silver, and I like it. I like 90% of it. Believe it or not, one of the things that I dislike the most is the radio. The radio has these Bose speakers, but I think the radio on the Colorado sounded better, to be honest about it. And the other con that I'm... everything else is pretty much a pro. But the other thing that it you know, now I have to think about my vertical clearance, because now I'm going to be 6 feet 7 inches tall. And I have to accept the fact that I'm not going to fit everywhere. Most places I'm going to fit, but certain places I'm going to have to look for alternate parking, or maybe I won't be able to do that automated car wash, because it is tall. It is this. I didn't realize the Trail Bus. I didn't realize 2 inches taller would make such a big difference, but it does. So basically, we've had it for 36 hours. I'm still in that honeymoon kind of weird phase with the new truck. I kind of miss certain things about the Colorado, but let me tell you something. I like having that V8 power, and the only thing with that V8 power is that mileage. You know, with the Colorado, I was able to do almost in a good day high 20s. I have barely been able to crack 20 miles per gallon on the highway, and I'm pretty sure towing is gonna be 10. I'm pretty sure towing is going to be a more pleasant experience, because I'm going to have more power. It's a heavier truck, so I'm barely going to feel the trailer back there. And it has some trailering features that I haven't quite explored all of them yet. It's a very, you know, you have all this, surround the cameras and all that. It's a very high-tech vehicle in that sense. So little by little, we'll domesticate it, and I'll keep you posted. Today, what we did, to finish breaking it in, we drove to Charleston. We're about a little over an hour from Charleston. You know, Charleston, charming town, beautiful city, one of the prettiest cities probably in the whole United States. So we went down there. We walked around a little bit, and we ate at Magnolia's, as we do. That's what you do, right? It's a little on the expensive side, but some of the best southern food to be had anywhere, and it was amazing. It was really an amazing night, and actually it took longer than we were expecting, so I'm gonna keep this episode short just for that matter, because right now it is 9:30 p.m. At night, and it's been a long day. We're getting tired. So let me see if we have some voicemail, and we're going to wrap it up right here.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Grand Front area in Pickering, and I have a few questions today. My first question is, I'm wondering, why wasn't there a live stream this week? Yes, and my second question is, when will you be visiting Washington State again? Yes, and my final question is, when you do go back to Europe, are you planning to visit Paris again? Yes, and today is Saturday, July 23rd, 2022, and by the time you're hearing this, it'll be Friday, July 29th, 2022, so I hope to see you guys at the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So, yes, and one final question. If there were to be another Mid-City Lounge, are you planning to sing Driving to the West? Yes. So, I hope you have a wonderful day, Robert, and I hope you have I hope you are enjoying your summer trip so far, and have a wonderful time. Bye.
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message. And yeah, definitely want to be visiting Washington State again. Maybe sooner than later. I mean, the plan is to, as soon as we, well, now we got done with one of the two things we had to do in the Southeast. Number one, pick up the new truck. We already have that. There's still some things about registering it in Florida and certain things that we have to do. Second thing, we gotta get a roof over Minutini 1 in Pelicamp. That's happening soon too. And then after that, after a few days, I'm heading back west because I do want to finish that Lewis and Clark trip at some point before the end of the year. And we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that in August and September. So Washington State, here we come, and Oregon as well. We're gonna do some things in Oregon, and really looking forward to that. So I'll keep you posted. I'll keep you posted. Many, many cool things happening, and look out this Sunday for another video. This is gonna be a video again, the Blue Ridge Parkway, the mountains, probably the last video in that area. As we move towards Harper's Ferry, we're going to spend a couple of days in Washington, D.C. again, and then Pittsburgh, and west we go, following in the footsteps of Meriwether Lewis and William Clark. And that's it for this episode of the podcast. Next week, we'll elaborate more. Next week, probably coming to you back from our home state of Florida, believe it or not. So until next Friday, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.